Listening to the audiobook while I commuted to work, it opened up my mind, and as I listened to stories from other creators, from other entrepreneurs, from other folks that took their hobbies and they made those hobbies into realities, they made those hobbies into a full-time job, it opened up a huge mind. It opened up a huge doorway into my mind. I was like, wait, what are they doing? They're talking about this. And as I listened to the book, it just kept tugging on that desire to start my own podcast.
I'm Junaid Ahmed, host of Hacks and Hobbies podcast and a digital presence advisor at HumbleZone. This episode is brought to you by Home Studio Mastery. I launched a consultation and course program to help podcasters and course creators to create a space in their homes that'll reduce the friction of creating content and appearing their best when showing up on camera. The pandemic gave us a lot of issues, but this one is here to stay. We're now so much closer to our audience thanks to video becoming more popular and affordable. I help guide folks who want to create Hollywood-worthy studios to not only capture great content, but also build more confidence, more authority, and be more comfortable in front of the camera. If I can do it, you can too. And with my help, you can do it faster. So if you'd like to learn more, visit homestudiomastery.com and how you too can create a home studio that brings out your personality, professionalism, and possibilities.
Thank you for tuning in to Hacks and Hobbies with your host, Junaid. We're visited by our amazing guests coming from all walks of life. We want to learn their story, their struggles, and their journey on how they got to where they are today. So stick around.
Mastering podcast production. My journey into podcasting started way back in 2012. I discovered podcasts. I listened to these, and they were so fascinating. Getting to hear your favorite people on a radio, on a podcast, enabled me to not only grow, but also understand that there was now yet another medium to share my story, share my journey, share what I've learn and share what they've learned in a way that's easily comprehensible, easily digestible, easily consumable. Podcasts enable us to listen to content on the go. I'm in my car, I'm commuting to work, and I can let my mind do the thinking as it's listening to a podcast. Some of my favorite podcasts were listening to Tim Ferriss or Pat Flynn on Smart Passive Income. Ron Burgundy was another new podcast that I discovered in the 20s. Let's go back to the beginning. Podcasts started as a way to create a conversation on another medium. Now, what's really cool is that podcasts were introduced by Apple as a way for you to utilize their hardware, the iPod. And the word pod comes from iPod. And it's a broadcast, but it's not a So podcast was the word that came out. And these podcasts have been around probably as early as 2005, or maybe even earlier than that. We'll have to check the history books for that. But the very first podcasts were not only designed as an audio for you to take on your iPod, but also a way for you to consume content. I delved into podcasting around 2011 when a friend of mine asked, hey, I want to create a podcast. Can you help me? Or it was a way for me to familiarize myself. I was already blogging using WordPress. I was already creating content. But this was a new medium for me. So I was like, all right, let's jump in, see what's possible. Since I've been building WordPress websites, I was like, I'm sure there's a plugin that will work with my WordPress instead of going out and getting a Libsyn subscription. So find a way to build podcast hosting within the website. We use plugins from Blueberry, who's been still around after all of these years, providing the same robust service, hosting and building plugins for your WordPress sites. That was the very first podcast that I set up on a WordPress site. We call this podcast Still Brewing It. And the fun thing is, myself, my cousin, and my brother-in-law had been having group conversations using Google Chat for a very long time. We hit it off, we loved technology, we talked about things. And I suggested, hey, how about we create a podcast? How about we have a conversation around the things that we love and we put it out on the podcast? We didn't have applications like Zoom. We didn't have applications that enabled conversational recordings. But what we did have was we had Google Hangouts. And Google Hangouts could have a voice conversation or a video conference. This is back in 2012. But for a way to record this conversation, you would have to live stream it to YouTube. So we're like, hey, that's the perfect way to record a conversation, because when the YouTube video is there, we can download the YouTube video and voila, we have the audio and we're good to go. The process was cumbersome. We did our first talk. We talked about the iPhone 4S and talking about the iPhone 5, I believe. Cannot remember exactly. I'll have to go back and look at the conversation. But it was a cumbersome process. We were in different time zones. I was in Colorado. They were both in California, so an hour or 2 hour time difference, 1 hour time difference. And then on top of that, I had to be up at midnight while they were up around 11, because we both had kids, families, all those things, full-time jobs, everything that you can think of was an obstacle. Regardless, we managed to create 4 episodes that you can actually still go and listen to on the podcast. Because of all of these obstacles, we decided to put a pause on the whole podcast. I've asked multiple times to let's get that podcast started again, but again, nobody had the time to focus and build energy into this. Fast forward 2017. Fast forward 2018. An old friend of mine that I'd been working with for a while reached out to me and said, hey, Junaid, I'm finally ready to launch my own podcast. I was like, perfect, exactly what to do, let's make it happen. So we set up a website. He's like, but I want to use Libsyn as my host. I was like, no problem. We can configure it. And I managed to put all those things in place, put his website in place, and waited for his episodes to be recorded. Once he had the episodes recorded, I uploaded them and said, okay, these are going to be scheduled to go out on this day. But unfortunately, what happened was some of these episodes leaked, and one of the guys on his LinkedIn shared with the world, hey, my episode is coming out. Now, I'm sure my friend had a perfect plan to do a launch, but all of that went down the drain when he saw that post created by his friend. And he came to me and was like, dude, what did you do? I don't want to push this out yet. You screwed me over. I'm no longer working with you. Until this day, 5-6 years later, I still haven't heard a word, a lick from this guy. I want to say in this book that I'll forgive you. I am so sorry that this happened, and I hope that you forgive me too. I just want the universe to know that we all make mistakes, and it happened the way it did. Next up, that podcast launch happened, things went the way they did, and I started to wonder, what if I had my podcast again? I was asking my cousin and brother-in-law, hey, let's get started again. Let's bring back life to Still Brewing It. But they didn't have the time or the energy. Plus, I was further away. I was in Virginia, and they were still in California. So now we had a 3-hour difference, and it was going to be a lot harder to do. I was like, no problem. It just so happened that I also started listening to a book called Crushing It. This was the second book by Gary Vaynerchuk that I was totally blown away. His first book I listened to, Crush It, back in 2014. At least I started listening to it in 2014. And I didn't finish it till 2017. When the book came out, Crushing It, I was totally blown away. I even picked up the advanced copy. But I still didn't start reading it till the audiobook version was available. This was somewhere around March of 2018. Maybe even earlier. Listening to the audiobook while I commuted to work, it opened up my mind, and as I listened to stories from other creators, from other entrepreneurs, from other folks that took their hobbies and they made those hobbies into realities, they made those hobbies into a full-time job, it opened up a huge mind. It opened up a huge doorway into my mind. I was like, wait, what are they doing? They're talking about this. And as I listened to the book, it just kept tugging on that desire to start my own podcast. As I was doing the research for my friend, for his podcast, I ran into an app called Anchor.fm. This blew my mind. An app for the iPhone that can enable me to record a podcast episode? Get out of town. I was so stoked. This was the second thing that inspired me. Oh my God, this is amazing. The number third thing that enabled me to take a step forward was Gary V telling me, just document your journey. Whoa. Document my journey. I could do that. That's easy. And it just so happened that I had just finished with my beekeeping class. Yes, I'm a beekeeper. I started beekeeping, or started getting into this a long time ago. But I was like, hey, I just finished my 8-week beekeeping course, and I'm about to become a beekeeper. why not I document this journey? I was waiting for the beast to arrive, and I was like, this would be perfect. This would be the perfect segue. I shared this story with my friends, with my colleagues. Oh my God, I'm going to talk about beekeeping on my podcast. So let me tell you the four things that made it happen. Number one, research into podcasting in 2018 for somebody else. Boom. And found Anchor. That's number two. Number three, documenting my journey, as mentioned by Gary Vee. That's number three. Number four was the thing that my friend said, hey, you should talk about Queen Bee. Hell yeah, I'm going to talk about Queen Bee. I'm going to talk about all the bees. No, Queen Bee as in Beyonce. And I was like, wait, I have no idea what that means. I'm sure Queen Bee or Beyonce is known as Queen Bee. Obviously, her name starts with B. She's a queen of pop. She's a queen of R&B. I was like, perfect. So the fifth action that I took after these four glaring green lights in front of me was that start recording. I don't even know what I said, but you can go and listen to Hacks and Hobbies episode 1, Queen Bee. But I started with me jumping in the car on my phone and started to record this episode on Queen Bee. This was the beginning of my podcasting journey. This is what got me started. But those four things had to happen for me before I got started. I'm somebody who is deep into intellection, is deep into learning everything that I can about the topic that's at hand. And that's how I got started with my podcasting journey. That's how I recorded my first episode in my car. I reduced all of the frictions. I had a microphone sitting at home that I wanted to use, but it wasn't convenient. It wasn't the time. I wasn't ready for that. What I was ready for was to put my shoes on and start walking. And that's what I did. I started recording, and I kept talking. For one whole year, I talked to myself around beekeeping, around my other hobbies, video production, woodworking, all of the things that I was doing, being a parent, all of these things made sense and they all helped me to get where I am. Now, throughout this journey, throughout my first year of recording podcast episodes, I was asked and told numerously by my other podcast friends, hey, who's going to be editing your episode? Hey, what is your workflow going to look like? I'm like, what do you mean workflow? I'm just going to record the episode, edit it, and put it out there. The more I did that, the more I realized how much time it was consuming, how much time it was taking of me, how much time it was taking from me to be editing these episodes. Time that I did not have. Time that I had to spend doing my daytime job. Time that eventually cost me my full-time job. Now, because I was working on all of these different things, I had done some short films in 2018, I had done some short films in 2016, and I was continuing to go out and do video production. And even though I was told that my days are numbered and I have about 30 days before the end of my work there, I had to come up with a story. And the story that I came up with was, I'm leaving this job because I'm going to go out and create videos for people. Not knowing how much work it takes, how many calls you need to make, how many leads you got to have to make that aspect of the thing sustainable. I had no clue, none of it. But I had a limited time at this job, and I needed to go create a good story around it. But lo and behold, I went and got another job. I have very hot talents. Okay, I have over 20 years of experience in user experience design. That's something that a lot of people need. There's less than a million people in the world that are user experience designers. And they're all moving through their experiences. Regardless, I have a hot job. So I was like, hey, I can go find another job. And I did. I started working at another job just a few weeks after I left this old job, or I got fired from this old job. But I hadn't solved the issue of editing my podcast episode. I had not solved that problem for me. I was still a person working on my own podcast. Sure, I had implemented a little bit of automations here and there to bring guests onto my own podcast, but they were very limited. I still needed help in the post-production aspect of things. I was like, all right, how are we going to do this? How is this going to come together? I was lucky to have many mentors around me that were teaching the art of podcast production, but not in those words. They had automations for pre-production, pre-recording that I put in place. It enabled me to capture a ton of guests and record episodes on my podcast, but I still had the problem of post-production. I still needed to edit these episodes and put them out to the world. Did I fall behind? Absolutely. Did I lose my job over spending 3 hours on an episode? Absolutely. This time I knew that I needed to bring on somebody to help me with this podcast post-production. I worked with a few people online, found them. I talked to a whole bunch. The prices were too high. I couldn't afford. But I found a few people that had the experience, and they didn't cost as much. I hired them. They edited 40 episodes for me and got me over the hump of being stuck behind a truck. It helped. It really helped, and that enabled me to move forward, to move in the direction that I had always wanted to be. In 2019, I was running my podcast still, and I pivoted from a solo episode to an interview-based episode because I wanted to learn stories. I wanted to learn what would it take to not only document my journey, but also make this journey into something that we all got to take, the hero's journey, right? You go from the ups and the downs, and you figure out what it is that you're going to be. I was relieved that I had a system in place for pre-production, recording it, and in post-production. And I refined it more with every single episode. I refined the process. I trained the people. Because I was editing my own episodes, I knew exactly how I wanted the flow to be. And I recorded a video of telling the editors, like, hey, this is the process that I want you to follow. Can you do it? Can you deliver on the promise? And they said yes. And then they would come back and deliver the product that I was looking for. I trained one of the VA that I was working with. She was doing social media podcasting for me. And she was like, hey, I can... She did all the social media work. I was like, hey, can you go and create these things? She said, yes, I can. She learned and she grew. She learned and she grew. So much so that she was then editing my podcast episodes. She was like, give me a sample. I want to edit this podcast for you. I'm like, all right, go ahead. Here it is. And she was good. I was like, perfect. Thank you. You're hired. She's already hired. So she's now editing podcast episodes for me. She's grown so much, she's also doing video reels and enabling all of that. Fast forward, we're now into 2023. She handles all of my podcast post-production process. It's such a relief. I have automations in the beginning. I show up for the episode to record. When I'm done, she takes over and she's editing the podcast. Now, we've also implemented some really amazing tools. As you all know, AI was the big buzzword at the end of 2022. And in 2023, it's more of a buzzword, not just a buzzword. This is literally taking people to another level. AI is playing big time. And with the advances in technology, it's getting better with each and every iteration. So we partnered up with a company called Capsho to enable automation for the post-production side. So there's still human work involved. Don't get me wrong. There's human work involved into scheduling the podcast episode. A human has to do it, right? Either the guest is doing it or the assistant for the guest is doing it. That's done. As soon as they book an episode, the time is entered in the calendar. I know when the calendar event's going to happen. I jump on out that day, record the episode, human interaction. But once that's done, the episode is automatically uploaded to Google Drive. And it's automatically telling ClickUp that, hey, this episode is ready. Here's all the information from the pre-production of the call. Here's all the edited episode. Here's the episode. This is a raw episode. And then now a human person comes in. They take the audio. They put all the pieces together. They clean it up. They add the intro, the outro, the mid-roll, the front roll. All of those things are in place. And then when they're done, they grab the episode. They upload it to Capsho. Capsho takes a few minutes. They spit out all of the text, contextual stuff around that episode. This text then goes into the podcast publishing platform, human interaction again. So there's automations and human interactions built in. Once the last human interactions happen, everything's in place. Boom, press a button and podcast is published. Email is delivered to the guest, and that's the podcast production model that has worked really well. So I want to go into details of how this podcast post-production works right after these messages.
I'm Junaid Ahmed, host of Hacks and Hobbies podcast and a digital presence advisor at HumbleZone. This episode is brought to you by Home Studio Mastery. I launched a consultation and course program to help podcasters and course creators to create a space in their homes that'll reduce the friction of creating content and appearing their best when showing up on camera. The pandemic gave us a lot of issues, but this one is here to stay. We're now so much closer to our audience thanks to video becoming more popular and affordable. I help guide folks who want to create Hollywood-worthy studios to not only capture great content, but also build more confidence, more authority, and be more comfortable in front of the camera. If I can do it, you can too. And with my help, you can do it faster. So if you'd like to learn more, visit homestudiomastery.com and how you too can create a home studio that brings out your personality, professionalism, and possibilities.
Hey, what's up? This is Junaid, and I wanted to talk to you about today on how I automate podcast. In today's video, I'm going to be talking about creating the pre-production of the podcast. How does stuff come in? How do you put it together? And then how I extract content from the recorded episode to create intro, to create personalized introductions to these podcast episodes on my podcast. So let's begin. Number one, here is my little list of all the podcast episodes I've recorded, published, whatnot. It has all the titles, the guest names, the episode numbers, and what their status is. This is pretty simple Google Sheet. Makes sense, does the work, but for a quick glance, this is where I go, especially if I want to know when, what date this episode is going to be published. I then go over to my episode list and make sure that these dates match up to the dates that I've calculated over here at 2 episodes a week. All right, let's jump into the next portion where I create custom personalized content, personalized introductions. Bigger. All right, so let's jump in right here. Now, let me zoom in a little bit so you can see a little better. All right, so first thing I'm going to do is head on over to my ClickUp and see what I've already recorded. Here's all the episodes that I've recorded. Sandra Thompson, we have an intro for her. And I'll also go and look at, here's her introduction. And I believe I already recorded this. To check that, I look at my folder over here, our upcoming podcasts. Now, intro recorded for all of these episodes, you can see. Susan Harrow was the last one, 480. So let's go back and look at, this is 482. So that means this is something that I need to record. Perfect. And it looks really good. Here's William Attaway. This is his introduction. This is something that he posted or something that you created, my VA created on here. And we can change this around. This is pretty good, straightforward. But I want it to have some more oomph. So where do we get the oomph from? And here's how we do it. So this is probably content that the guest shared on the website. But guess what? I have a superpower here. So let's look up William Attaway. And we should be able to find the episode. This is the actual recording on the actual day when the episode was recorded. So I can go directly into it. The next thing that I've done is I've made sure that these names match up. So William Attaway is matched up. And then what happens is I start talking to William and, okay, let's get started. And I told him, okay, so basically we're going to blah, blah, blah. And then that's all right. So just a green room conversations and then boom. Okay. Welcome back to another episode of Hacks and Hobbies. So this is the beginning of the episode. And then I introduce him and start going forward. So what I like to do is copy from here and the first 10 minutes or even 5 minutes is where I want to grab and then copy this text. So this text has a lot of his introduction, a lot of the stuff that he introduces or the journey, the origin story, so it is, and then I can basically copy this part. And once I've copied it, I can then head on over to ChatGPT. Now you might be wondering, why am I using ChatGPT? Here's why. Let's zoom in over here. Right. So I tell ChatGPT that here's a conversation between the host Junaid and guest William Attaway. Please create a podcast intro for the guest. That is my prompt. And then I paste all of the conversation from the transcript, from the Otter, into the system, and it says, boom, introducing William Attaway, a leadership expert with over 25 years of experience in coaching, consulting, and leading organizations in both the for-profit and non-profit sectors. So this is pretty cool. This is now the introduction to the podcast. And I can't enter here because this, I can then simply copy this and go to my Otter and say this is the recorded intro or intro to record. Again, I gotta make this page a little larger for my tiny eyes. And voila, I've got this. Now, the latest thing that I've discovered, which is mind-blowing, and yes, I have a huge backlog, as you can see on this list. These are all the episodes that I have to record an introduction for. If you can't see this, that's okay. Just zoom a little bit if you're on your Windows. These are all the episodes I got that I have recorded. I've got to create introductions. I've got to record these introductions. But since I don't have the time, and every time I do find time, I record 10 at a time and then upload them for my editor, for my VA. Something that I discovered is 11 Labs. 11 Labs is a speech synthesis program where I've cloned my voice right here. This is two different clones. This is based on the interview style, and this is based on all the introductions that I've been recording in the same tone. And what I did is I messed around with the stability and the clarity and similarity enhancements. So if you look at this one, this is 46, and this is at 20%, and then this introduction is created. So let's take a listen.
Introducing William Attaway, a leadership expert with over 25 years of experience in coaching, consulting, and leading organizations in both the for-profit and non-profit sectors.
Dude, that is freaking amazing. I'm just taking something over here. That is freaking amazing. And then I can download this and have that introduction recorded for William Attaway right here. So now here's my intro.
Introducing William Attaway, a leadership expert with over 25 years of experience.
And now this goes into the podcast. And then this goes into the podcast. And I can't do this. So that's my little process on how I've been creating so much content so fast, or will be creating even faster on content. The 11 Labs is pretty cool. Again, it's meant for ethical uses, and this is ethical use because I'm using it for my own use case to help me save time so that I don't have to record myself over and over. Because sometimes it'll take 5 minutes to record a 45-second introduction. Then I've got to apply all the fixes into the audio. I've got to take that file, upload it, make sure my VA knows that, hey, everything is ready to go, and they can click the button to start editing the episode. So again, simplifying and maximizing the tools that we have available for us. This is super powerful, and I thank you. If you have any specific questions around this, like what are all these tools, I'll provide the links in the notes in the description below. And yeah, this is pretty fun. Thanks so much, and I'll talk to you in the next video.
Thank you for listening to Hacks and Hobbies. You can find additional information on the guest today on their website, hacksandhobbies.com. Please feel free to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss out on upcoming interviews with amazing guests.